Text requests flowing in for those Cult of Frank shirts. Unfortunately, I can't really like divulge all the details out there about it, but
I expect one.
You don't really proclaim yourself to be in the Cult of Frank.
I love Frank Martin. I don't know if I need to take some, like, if this is actually a cult where I have to like go in a basement and make some sort of a vow to like worship or something like that. I don't know how all this works, but
maybe I'll confer with Cole, who seems to be like co-leader with me, I guess, and we'll see if we can come up with like a test. I don't know. You have to pass a test if there's like initiation.
Okay.
All right. That's a great question. What should the initiation be into the Cult of Frank? I'm going to have to text
maybe there. Maybe
Cole
there's
right
different
now.
Tiers to it where first I'm just a member of the Cult of Brad and then I have to like be promoted to the Cult of Frank and from there promoted to the Cult of Hugs. I don't know.
What should initiation into the Cult of Frank be?
Cole owes me.
All right,
and I'll get into that in the next break.
Okay. Well, we'll find out here in a second what he has to say. Hey, remember back when a lot of the same people in the Cult of Frank wanted Doug Gottlieb to be the head coach at K-State?
Yeah, that was dumb.
Well, it did lead to a shining moment for me. I actually booked Doug Gottlieb for the show way back in the day.
That was cool.
And we did do the interview as he basically openly campaigned for the job. I'm not saying that I was all on board for it or am all on board for it right now. I think at the time it was an outlet for so much frustration over Frank Martin leaving. It's like, well, this is like a rallying cry that we all think is kind of cutesy and a novelty and would in some ways be exciting. Like, I think it was misguided. Like, I don't legitimately think it's a slam dunk that Doug Gottlieb's going to be a great coach. But I think at the time, like, for K-State fans and why you saw that movement start and why you're probably seeing it start at Oklahoma State, except more intense because he's an OSU grad, it's just because you're so like lost and floundering around and you just want something exciting to cling to. At the very least, you can admit Doug Gottlieb is high risk, high reward. You could see some ceiling there. I mean, Fred Hoiberg to me is about the closest comparison that there is to what Doug Gottlieb is in terms of his experience being an alum. And Fred Hoiberg turned out to work out really, really well for Iowa State. So now, Fred Hoiberg, if you're not familiar, was working in an NBA front office. He had no experience being a coach. He was 4 years removed from playing in the NBA when they went and hired him. And he had one bad year, and then after that, he won at least 11 conference games every single year at Iowa State. Doug Gottlieb has coaches in his family. His dad was a coach. His brother's on staff right now at Oregon State. I guess the case for him is that he does have coaching in his background. He is an Oklahoma State alum. He is very connected in the college basketball world because he's been spending, you know, the last decade working in college basketball, doing games, talking to coaches. So not just from a standpoint of trying to glean some things from some of those coaches, but also just knowing people that could help you in the recruiting game. I'm not saying it's a really strong case necessarily, but I think there is a Doug Gottlieb case, and he's getting an interview. I mean, Oklahoma State is treating this fairly seriously. Getting an interview.
I think mostly he's getting an interview because he's an alum, and they feel like it would be a bad look if he didn't get an interview and then he like took to his radio show or something like that to complain about it and complain about Oklahoma State. I don't think that he's going to end up being the coach there.
I don't either, but he's caught them. If it were ever going to happen, I think he's caught them at a time where this would be the right time to make it happen because they're already somewhat behind in the coaching game right now, and you still have big jobs. I mean, like Indiana is still out there looking for a coach. The timing doesn't seem great for Oklahoma State to go out and find a real slam dunk type of hire right now. So they could just throw their hands up and say, well, I mean, we don't really have too much going on. I mean, we talk about it with the K-State job, right? Well, there's no good candidates out there. I mean, Oklahoma State is going to probably look at it somewhat the same way. Maybe they just throw up their hands and say, we got this guy that really wants it. We got a bunch of fans who have not been filling up Gallagher Iba except for the 1 year that Brad Underwood was there and they were excited. Maybe that'll at least get them out to the arena and they'll be excited. We can put butts in the seats. Again, not a great case. There are plenty of holes to poke in it. But I think if it were going to happen, now would probably be the time. And the way I was really going with this whole thing is that if you're a K-State fan or just another fan of someone in the Big 12, to me, it's like best case scenario here is Oklahoma State hires Doug Gottlieb.
I hope he gets it, yeah.
Because it is, I would be fascinated to see how that works. And now you could see how it works in the Big 12, but you don't have to assume the risk. You know, this is not going to be my school assuming the risk of Doug Gottlieb here. You can just watch and observe how it happens in the conference. I think that's perfect. It's win-win. And if he fails big time, well, then there's one school that did have Brad Underwood as its coach that now is tanked and is not a threat in the Big 12. And if it works, I mean, I guess the one thing you could say is if it works and it really pays off, then you'll be kicking yourself maybe. But I don't think it's going to necessarily do that. And you'll just get to sit back and watch, kick your feet up, and be intrigued by the whole thing.
Yeah, and I mean, I don't think that even if he went in and had a lot of success, there would be a lot of people that are saying, man, all of the signs were there that we should have hired him. I mean, Oklahoma State would be taking a total shot in the dark, and maybe it'll work out. I don't think it will, but I hope that they take this shot because, number one, like you mentioned, it would be really interesting to watch the entire time. And number two, because I don't think it would work out, that's two wins for K-State that they can bank on for the next couple of years.
Exactly. 5:10, why you have a right to be frustrated as a K-State fan right now. Kelly in Vegas is on at 5:40. She'll tell you who she likes in the betting world for the NCAA tournament games coming up Thursday through Sunday. But when we come back, we don't have a whole lot of time for this, but a move that makes all the sense in the world in college basketball. We'll tell you about it coming up.